It's 7:35. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich is making some big changes to his campaign. With money tight, he's laid off a number of staff members, and he's asked his campaign manager to resign. The former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, joins us live now on WTOP. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good to have you with us.
How are you?
Good. I guess you've had better days. Are you getting out of this campaign, or are you staying in?
No, we're staying in. That's exactly why we're downsizing and doing what we need to be able to stay in. I think you have to respond to reality, and we had cash flow is shorter than we'd like it to be, so we're doing the appropriate things to be able to campaign. We had a good day on Monday in Delaware. Costa said two good days in her home state of Wisconsin. I had a very good day yesterday in Maryland, and we're back campaigning.
Mr. Speaker, many of the very voters you hope to sway argue that your staying in the race hurts the very agenda you're hoping to advance by splitting the conservative vote. How do you respond to them?
Well, there's no evidence of that. In fact, if you look at the Gallup poll analysis, I think that Governor Romney would probably gain as many of my votes as Governor Santorum or Senator Santorum. I represent a kind of Reagan big ideas, big solutions wing of the party. I'm going to speak tonight at Georgetown, for example. I'm going to lay out why young Americans ought to have a personal Social Security savings account, why that's a better solution, how it's worked in Chile and how it's worked in Galveston, Texas. I think that's a particular approach and a particularly important issue I've done for the last 3 weeks. I think we've done a good job of keeping President Obama on defense on energy, arguing for an American energy independence plan so that no future president ever again bows to a Saudi king, and arguing that with enough American production, you can get price of gasoline back down to $2.50 or less. These are not cases being made by the candidates. And
is there one? Our time is so precious. I hope you'll forgive my interruption here, but is there one reason why you're staying in when all the odds say you have no chance?
Sure, I'm from Atlanta. We were 10.5 games out ahead of St. Louis with 28 games to go. Nobody in the St. Louis team decided to quit because there were still 28 games to go. Mitt Romney doesn't have 1,144 delegates, so there's no sign yet that he is guaranteed getting 1,144. For some reason, everybody in the establishment is chanting that Santorum and I should quit. Well, you know, Romney has to earn this. It's not going to be given to him. And we have every right to run. I have 176,000 folks who've gone to Newt.org and donated. And I think that's a very important factor. So I owe the folks who have been supporting me, representing their views and their values and speaking up on issues like $2.50 a gallon gasoline or a personal Social Security savings account or a number of other issues people can see at Newt.org that are different and I think more innovative and more problem-solving than either Santorum or Romney.
If you're scaling back the campaign so dramatically now, is there a point that you might decide you cannot continue?
Look, I think until Mitt Romney has 1,144 locked down solidly, I owe it to the people that have helped me for the last year to represent their views and their values. And I find it fascinating. You know, none of you guys would call a football team or a basketball team and say, gee, why don't you drop out?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, okay, there's a season. Let's play the season out. Let's see what happens. Well, we have a season. I think this is an important conversation. I think the ideas that I represent are important for the platform, and they're important, more importantly, for the future of the country. We need.
Is it at all personal? Do you dislike Mitt Romney?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Why do you guys try to reduce leading America to the smallest and pettiest and most personal questions? It's about representing a set of ideas and a set of values that are really important.
I know. I know you're angry with me, but don't be angry with me. I'm asking you questions that people are thinking. People are thinking these things right now, and they're wondering, is $2.50 a gimmick idea? Is he in the campaign because he doesn't like Romney? Can he really spell out a way to win?
Okay, first of all, the first question is really simple. Does Romney have 1,144 delegates?
The answer is not yet.
No, that's right. Not yet. Okay. So, second, has this been a wild campaign where, for example, Tim Pawlenty was going to be the front runner, or Michelle Bachmann was going to be the front runner,
right?
McCain was going to be the front runner, Donald Trump was going to be the front runner?
But they all dropped out.
Right. That's right. And that's my point. Governor Perry was going to be the front runner. At every one of those points, if I had listened to this advice, I would have already been out of the race. No, we didn't. In fact, in December, I became the front runner for a while until Romney's money made a difference. And the ideas I'm talking about, you know, this isn't casual stuff. I wrote a book called Drill Here, Drill Now, Pay Less. We did a movie called We Have the Power. These were in 2008. I've been talking about the idea of a personal Social Security savings account for some 20 years. I think these are very important ideas.
Well, we're glad you shared some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. We wish you much luck ahead. And thanks for being with us this morning, Mr. Speaker.
Thanks.
We do want to point out we've been pretty rough on the Redskins, too, over the course of the last couple of years. Anyway, thank you, Newt Gingrich. Appreciate you coming on.